thanks for joining us in the studio.
It's a pleasure to be back for 2019.
Yeah. Did you have a great New Year's?
Wasn't too bad. And I've seen an interesting film that comes out today.
Oh, no way. Okay. Well, and what film is that?
Hence my appearance here behind the mic. This film is called Eighth Grade. It stars a young woman or young girl called Elsie Fisher and a fella called Josh Hamilton. It's written and directed by a guy called Bo Burnham. This is the story of Kayla Day, played by Elsie Fisher. She's like a lot of modern 13 to 14-year-old girls. She thinks Dad, played by Josh Hamilton, is a bit of a dork. She's very tech-savvy and obsessed with social media. She even has her own YouTube channel where she gives advice to others on how to handle various life and social situations, like how to be more confident and how to express yourself. The problem is, Kayla is none of those things. Kayla is extremely shy and introverted to the point of social anxiety. She has few friends and doesn't really know how to make any. She also has a crush on a boy called Aiden, but more of that later. The pressure is on because within 5 days, Kayla finishes junior high school. And then after summer, it's off to the big house or high school. Anyway, Eighth Grade, it's categorized on IMDb as a comedy drama, but I found little to laugh at or laugh about as the poor, awkward Kayla tries to sound cool, calm, and collected on YouTube when you know it's all a lie. And she's probably dying inside from having committed yet another social faux pas in the school cafeteria, the pool party that she only got invited to because the girl's mom knows her dad, and or even getting herself into a potentially dangerous situation through just being too trusting of some older kids. Warning, older teenage boys are pigs. Anyway, Dad senses that Kayla is not telling him a lot of stuff and tries to get her to open up. But of course, he's constantly shut down. She just puts her headphones straight in and goes back to her phone. This film feels very, very real. It's shot in a very naturalistic style. There's minimal makeup on the young star. Many of the scenes at the school seem like they're shot in a documentary style. And Elsie Fisher, she looks, she emotes and talks like a regular 13 to 14-year-old girl, rather than a young starlet straight from central casting with dialogue from Aaron Sorkin or Joss Whedon coming out of her mouth. This really adds to the authenticity of the experience. Something that's been unusual for a film that appears to capture the young female teenage experience so well, it comes as a bit of a surprise that this film was written and directed by a man, Bo Burnham. So he seems to be quite perceptive, but I'd be interested to get some feedback from female listeners who might catch this film from today onwards. Look, even if you're not a female, Eighth Grade will probably bring up some long repressed, unpleasant memories of your own early teenage years when you just really wanted to fit in and the consequences of every social interaction were either devastating or potentially euphoric. Eighth Grade, it's a cringe-inducing, awkward, and at times excruciating watch, but it's ultimately a very satisfying experience. You may not be keen to repeat Eighth Grade, but you'll be definitely glad you graduated.
That's fantastic. Yeah, Eighth Grade for me was horrible. Everything you just described with the older boys and that everything just seems so so dramatic. It's crazy when you think back. And when I see teenage kids now, I'm just kind of like, oh, I'm so sorry. I just want to go up to them. And
if I knew then what I know now.
Exactly. Yeah, no desire to go back to eighth grade for me anyway. I will go check it out. So it comes out today.
Yes.
I'll definitely go after this.
I look forward to your feedback.
Thank you so much for your review, Michael.
Pleasure.